Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin, lend me your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Hello there. This is Phaedra Chantel and coming from you from the lovely city of Chi-Town, which has been bogged over with individuals that have come down to party for the Hawks win. Go Hawks. It's been a pretty exciting week, so I want to do a shout out to them and all their crazy adventures this whole season. So good for them. Hope everyone does get home safely. They were out very early this morning in that party mode. So I wish everyone gets home safely from that. Tonight's show is going to be a pretty fun-filled, information-filled show. We have here with us Lori Hess, who is who's a lot of things. You may have seen her around different fitness competitions, Diva Exchange. She is also a nutrition counselor and coach, as well as a wellness and fitness coach. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Phaedra. Good. Thanks for having me on the show. It's going to be fun.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit about your life and story and hopefully reaching out to some of our listeners and pulling them in to strive to make some changes and to better themselves. So I'd like to get started basically by introducing the beginning, kind of how you came into the fitness industry, your childhood, family. Did you grow up around here in Chicago, or?
I did. I actually around grew up an hour southwest of the city. Small town. My high school was surrounded three sides by cornfields. So it was very small.
Lovely.
And like in the 70s, and, you know, my mom, thank God she was a health food nut. She kind of gave me the nutritional influence of who I am today and carved that out for me.
Well, that's great. So now were your parents into the fitness industry, or they just were healthy with you growing up?
My mom hated PE class, gym class. She dreaded it. I remember being little and her going on some runs until she got chased by a dog. I do remember going to Charlie Club and she would run the track and I would be in daycare and I absolutely hated it. My dad, he was fairly active, but for the most part, I was probably the most athletic in my whole family.
Okay. Very cool. And you have, do you have siblings that you were able to kind of get down and run the cornfields with?
Yes, I have a brother, Eric. He's 2 years younger than me, and we are complete opposites. He's like smoking cigarettes, drinking his beer, does absolutely no physical activity in his life right now. And I've tried to influence him, but you have to be ready.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, as long as you know that, and at some point, you know, he may or may not come around, but we love them just the same. So, you have come a long way. You know, I've mentioned three things already about what you've done. I'd like for one of the purposes of today's show we have listeners, and we keep on getting more and more listeners as every week goes by. P4P is a company that really strives to get the knowledge out there about the natural bodybuilding, the natural competing world, and that's in sports. That's in sports. That's in the competing world. Their product and their brand is they're known for just being a huge influence in this natural world. There's so many ways of going about doing any kind of competing or any kind of sport where we're crossing those lines, and it's a scary thought because our kids are getting younger and younger as they're getting into these sports, and you see how these special enhancers and things like that can be influencing them. It's a little scary because our bodies can be affected by that in such ways that are, you know, that you can't even see on the outside. It's what's going on the inside. So today's show, I'm very excited to have you on because I feel like this story that you've had can reach above and beyond all these listeners that are just in it for the sport, but also women especially, but men too, that are in different times of their life, no matter what age, who may just, you know, they don't really feel like it can be an industry. And you've done so much. You've kind of reached every aspect of the wellness industry. And I find wellness because health is not just working out and it's not just eating right. There's like seven different degrees of being well, and you've reached on at least five of those, if not all, and you're still working at it. So I commend you on everything you've been through. So that's kind of where I'd like to start. Starting out at the beginning, you said you were very active and you used to run. And so how did that get you kind of going into thinking about the fitness stuff that you like to do now?
Well, I think it was about fifth grade. Kind of what started my whole athleticism, high jump in PE class, in gym class. And I found my hidden talent was we had this contest. I jumped higher than any person in the whole fifth grade. So I had our track coach, like, bugging me in the lunchroom every day. Come on, come on, come on. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. So that kind of started realizing my talent for that. I was breaking records in junior high. I was winning meets, and I was one of the fastest runners, girl runners, in the school. Uh-huh. And it was great. I loved it. The only problem is I grew up in a very strict religion, and because of the religion, by high school, I wasn't able to go to the meets because of our certain Sabbath days. So that kind of put a damper on my potential track career, and so I ended up stopping because what could I do? I mean, in our church group, you know, they did offer, like, our youth group, but it wasn't the same. You know, doing a track meet with a bunch of different. So
totally. So we come to your first mountain.
Yes, come to your first mountain. Start, stop. Then you're in college. I'm in college affiliated with the church that I grew up in. I tried out for our cheerleading squad. It was co-ed, and it was so much fun. I made the squad. I was too tall to be thrown with the girls, so I had to lift the girls with the guys and throw them in basket tosses. And so that summer,
how tall are you?
Oh my God! I'm sorry.
How tall are you?
About 5'9".
Oh, so, yeah, that's pretty tall for a
So I was a little too tall. So what happened was, what started my weightlifting career, I guess, was I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to be strong. I got to lift these girls with the guys. So that summer I'm home, you know, for summer break, and I go to my first gym, know nothing. It was called Herb and Bernie's. They had one piece of cardio equipment. It was all male, I remember they played Ozzy Osbourne every single day. And I would go and I do my thing. And then, of course, you got the guys. I'm one of the only females there. And they're like, you got to do this. You got to lift as heavy as you can. So I'm doing it. And then I'm kind of getting this bulky look. I'm like, ew, I don't want this. So then I stopped. And I'm like, because I didn't know. I didn't know how to train at that time. And then I ended up moving out to Los Angeles. And I just got into the whole going to the gym, but it was all cardio. That was a time when step classes were the thing. So I did a lot of step classes, a lot of running on treadmills outside. You know, you're learning. I was 20 years old. Like, you learn as you go. But I wish I had a great mentor or people to look up to. Like, now there is in the whole industry at that time, but I knew nothing of it. And so I ended up moving back after LA. I moved back to Illinois because I wanted to go through massage therapy school. So I became a licensed massage therapist, and I've always been fascinated with the body and health. And so that brought me into learning about the body in a new way and as a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. And during this time, I was married in a not so, it was at the end of our relationship and all that goes along, the emotional stress that goes along with that. And I remember having the TV on, ESPN, and I'm sitting there by myself in the living room, and on comes a fitness competition. And these girls are flipping around on stage, and they're doing one-arm push-ups, and they're dancing, and they're cartwheels. I'm like, oh, wow. Because I have that in younger years. I did have, you know, some tumbling and some tap and jazz. And I'm like, oh, I would love to do that. Like, how do I do that? Where do I go? Like, I don't know. Could I do it? I don't know. Like, these women are so strong, and they just looked so amazing and beautiful on stage. And I was just like, okay, I got to figure this out. Like, I want to do this. And so I just kind of reached out to the gym and started training with the manager there. Again, you're training like a typical bodybuilder workout at the time, found someone to choreograph my routine. And the cool thing was, by the second year of competing, I was on the exact same stage that I saw on TV. And for me, that was like my best.
Wow.
Like, just one of those shows, you're just like, yeah. Like, it was such a huge accomplishment. Because you're looking at the TV for the first time, and you're like, that's so far out of my league. But you never know until you start taking those steps to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, I was hooked.
So, you were at a time, and a lot of people don't know this, but during that time, and I don't, if you don't mind me, like, bringing back, like aging you right now or anything, because you look phenomenal no matter what your age, but you are 42? Okay. Well, I wouldn't have got that, but since we're talking about this time, during that time, there was no figure, there was no bikini. It was fitness, but you had to do routine, or it was bodybuilding, and you had to be in bodybuilding, even though all those have changed over the years, even what they're looking for. But I recall, you know, seeing the same things, and I was younger, but that fascinated me because my father would watch all that stuff and my mother. And I thought that I would sit there the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, these girls are, you know, it's, you know, whatever age it was, 6 or 7, like, these girls are badass. I'm like, this is amazing how they can be up there with all their smiles and their strength and, like you said, the one-arm push-ups and all that fun stuff. So I can imagine if I was a little bit older being in that same position. But you had to do that. So you took 2 years to train for that then?
I trained for about a year, and I did my first regional show because it was Fitness America pageant at the time. And you qualified, you know, you do your regional show, top five, you qualify for nationals. So I went out to California that year in 98 and did my first national show. And I think I placed around 26 out of 100 and some girls. So then the next year, I did another regional show and I got second place. And then that's the year I got in the top 20. in the Fine Top Finals that they aired, that was aired on ESPN at the time. And I will be honest, the routines were harder for me because I was going up against these women who had a more extensive gymnastics background, or maybe they came from like sport aerobics or something. And the last nationals that I did, I made the top 20 twice. And that year I followed right behind like a 7-time national German gymnast. And so she's doing all these flips and turns.
Oh my
and here
God.
I do my round off back hands, and I'm like, well.
I love it. That is fantastic. Maybe, oh, they saw something.
My smile. Yeah, my smile, maybe. But
you know what? That's so, you know, you just saying that, though, I have to say, that brings out another thing. A lot of women go up on these competitions thinking, like, there, everything has to be on point, which is true. It does have to be on point. But let me tell you, your presence up there and learning how to do it and shining and really showing your personality is so much of the judging, especially if the judging has been done right. It is so much, you know, it's changed a lot what they're looking for, the physique. But really, you find the right federations that are looking for that person that shines, and you obviously did that. And you're coming up, and what a cool thing! Like, you're coming up behind a 7-time nationally ranked gymnast, and here's you, like, I love what I'm doing. This is so fun, and this is like, you know, and that's a pretty amazing feat right there. That's awesome. That's got to make you feel. That had to have made you feel like on top of the world.
Oh, completely. And it's a whole, I mean, every time I got on stage, it seemed like over the years, because I competed for my big chunk through like 2005, I did a show, my last show I actually did 3 years ago, and it was a bikini show.
Yeah, I remember, I actually do remember you.
Yeah, Chicago.
I remember you doing that one,
the
yeah.
The energy, like it's figuring out your why, like why do you want to get on stage? And once you get that, and it can change. It doesn't have to stay the same. Everyone has, like, I was just at a show a few weeks ago, and I talked to a woman who was 69 years old on stage, like, rocking it. And there was another woman
amazing.
Who lost 250 pounds just to be on that stage. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
It gives me goosebumps.
I know. And it's just the energy, and look at yourself, we're our worst critics, like, oh my gosh, my legs don't look this, or I don't know about this. But if you can outshine someone on stage by your presence and your energy and projecting that, the judges' eyes will just go to you. They'll just like kind of gravitate towards you. And it's about tapping into that, I call it your inner diva, tapping into that. And letting out. So
yes, and it sounds like you've done. So how? Go ahead, Tash.
No, I was just saying how I felt from that moment. I just loved everything about competing, the preparation, the discipline. Like I found when I was training for a show, and I have so disciplined, all the other areas in my life all balanced out and flowed.
And absolutely, 100%.
With two kids now, I know. How can I take that formula and convert it?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, if anyone, you know, I was going to say, if anyone could do it, it would be you.
I'm still figuring that one out, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, so you started competing in 98, you did your last one, you said 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And now you started off doing fitness. How many, because really, Fitness America, which then added on Bikini America, Figure America, and Model America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you switched over to bikini when they added the bikini.
So I switched over. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier for me. The preparation,
yes.
The cost. Because it costs, you got to pay for a choreographer, your routine costume, and all that stuff. So you're getting your music cut. And so I'm like, I love it. I can just get up on stage, do the bikini round. And so then I started doing that. Did well. I placed, I guess my best placing there would be fourth place at Fitness Universe.
That's the Miami one, right?
Yes, that's the Miami one. And then I ended up, well, I kind of jumping ahead. At one point in my life, I lived in Hawaii, and I did NBC. That's where I switched over to NBC Bikini, because there were one show on the whole island offered one time a year. So I did two shows there.
Oh, my God.
And then the one show in Chicago in 2012. So,
okay.
I say I hung up my
career. You did a lot.
But I don't know.
Yeah. The little birdie told me that you might be thinking about coming to the stage again. So that would be fantastic that you shine.
Yes, and offer, again, a different why, different reasons to get on stage. And the timing has to be right in my life, and I think it will be in a year or so.
Perfect, perfect. So, well, that is quite a story when it comes to one aspect of Lori Hess's life, because we branch off. We take that, which has been a fantastic, you know, inner diva releasing experience for you. So this kind of led to a lot of things, because during all these competitions, like you said, you've had kids, you've been married, you've been to Hawaii. You also started, and I want to get into this a little bit, because this is a big part of who you are now. I would like to get into what having all these suits and all this, because just getting up on stage and competing wasn't enough. Just being a personal trainer wasn't enough. So you opened up another adventure with all these suits. And can you tell us about the Diva Exchange?
Oh, sure. So, you know, as a massage therapist, and, you know, you go through your competing, and then everyone's asking advice. And so then I became a personal trainer, and you're competing, and so that was my world. And I was living downtown Chicago at the time, and I had, like three or four suits from shows. I'm, like, sitting there one day. I'm like, what am I going to do with these? And so just kind of think about, you know what? I'm like, I want a new one. Like, you get a new suit every competition or at least every season.
Every couple,
and I had a new suit. And so I just kind of began brainstorming an idea. And what created was an online classified for fitness competitors to place ads to buy and sell and buy their gently used competition suits or heels or jewelry. At the time, there was fitness costumes, you know, whatever, and one-piece suits were around when it began.
Yeah.
So I created it's a great resource for fitness competitors to, you know, it's an expensive hobby, really, and to make some kind of monetary return on what you spent. So you can resell a suit on Diva Exchange. Take that money and use it towards a new suit, towards your entry fee, towards whatever other expenses. Or if you're done competing altogether, it's a way of at least selling your suits, let someone else use them, and, you know, you've made a little bit of money back on it. And it's every time I you know, I'm promoting or I'm like, oh, have you heard of Diva? Oh, yeah, it's such a great resource. You know, thank you so much. Random emails and it's grown by word of mouth for the most part, and I didn't realize until I looked at my stats how big. I didn't realize it's international. I mean, I did, but I didn't until I saw my stats. I'm like, wow, 20 countries. Or, you know, Diva.
Wow.
20 countries and getting over 600,000 hits in a month. And it's just been there. And so I really want to this year, I really want to start putting more energy into Diva Exchange and just have more offerings and just getting the word out more because it's such a great resource for competitors.
So, oh, for sure. So in saying that, so how can one find, which, by the way, the one-piece suits, then do you have the one-piece suits? Because actually the PNBA, INBA does have a category for one-piece suits. So they are making a comeback in some of the in some of the different federations. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so that's I know. I have a girl. Yeah, because I'll get an email from a girl random, like, hey, about One Piece, and it kind of has died down. So that's good to know that there is there'll be a need for that. So I can direct people to go ahead and post their One Piece suits.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I think every suit, whether it's, you know, no matter how intense, you know, blingy or how not blingy it is, it's always a good thing to have that. And I don't think that many women, especially girls that I know and women that I know that are getting into it now, they're spending so much money on suits, which they're beautiful, but it would be such a nice, it's such a nice thing to be able to, you know, like you said, get rid of it, not get rid of, but go ahead and sell it to, you know, have the money for the new one. So how do we find you?
Sure. I was going to say it's also great for first-time competitors. Maybe if they're doing a first show and they don't want to spend a lot of money on a brand new suit. So this is a great way for them to be able to compete and not, you know, fork out a lot of dough. But on divexchange.com is the website, and you can contact me through there. It's listed. It's like it tells you how to place an ad, frequently asked questions. And so I'm actually right now in the middle of upgrading the site where you can do video ads, which is cool. So you can be in your suit and do a little walk turn, so you get like that 3D. View for buyers to see your suit. And there's just a lot of different things that are going to change and be added more resources for competitors on the site.
Oh.
So that's kind of in the mist right now.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And I think, yes, I think that will be such a great resource for women. And then maybe even, you know, getting some other getting sponsors for that, because you're going to get so many hits. So I think that getting that out there, you know, looking into that, because there's so much between tanning, between jewelry, between makeup, between hair, you know, all that. There's a whole girly, you know, getting it, which is a fun part too. You know, you really get to get on your girl side. It's not just about the working out and the lifting. There's a lot of stuff, you know, that the energy that you're going to put into that is going to have a lot of return, because I feel like it is, because everything you do.
I'm excited for all the changes.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And especially, it sounds like it, not that it sounds, but I've noticed that, you know, women and men are really getting more into their physique and working out, but also working out for a goal, which then puts them on stage. And the stories, like you said, the 250-pound weight loss, the, you know, the skinny to, you know, buff physique, you know, kid or anything. There was, at the last show, I was at the Spartan a couple of weeks ago I competed in, and there was a 15-year-old that was in the show. First show, he did physique, and which physique is different from bodybuilding, because physique competitors wear the board shorts rather than the bikinis. And he was just so excited to be on stage flexing and doing what he does. We had a 10-year-old son of one of the competitors that was up there flexing, and they're all this new generation of natural competitors and something to be proud of, and coming home with trophies and awards. And it's just a sport that's really taking off and can be done in, you know, in just a healthy way, you know, which is great. It's super great. So I think that you will have a lot of people looking for that Diva Exchange for sure. So with that, you have this Diva Exchange, you've had your competition, you've been a massage therapist and a trainer. This also took you, because during this time, because it was kind of a long time period that all this was going on, but you also had a lot of, like we said before, you had a first mountain. You had a lot of things going on during this time, and I want to reach out for this because, you know, it would be great if we could have our timeline and it just smoothly went from being born to going to the first wonderful thing and the second wonderful thing, but usually it doesn't happen that way. So with all these great things that have happened to you and these opportunities you've taken advantage of, I'd like to go into, if you don't mind, some things that maybe happened that probably brought you back down a few steps.
Life little growth opportunities, as I say that.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So what kind of brought my fitness career to a halt is when I was living in Chicago, I decided I'm going to go fly to Hawaii and visit my uncle, who's been living there to surf for years. And mm-hmm. I met his roommate.
Lovely.
And we fell in love, and then I also fell in love with the island. It's such an amazing, spiritual, beautiful place. So we had this whirlwind romance. You know, here I move there, and in 2 months, I find myself married and pregnant. And so I come from city girl to North Shore of Oahu country, one road in, one road out. Oh, my gosh. Where's the nearest
gym? Wow,
gym?
That's a little different.
The nearest gym is 45 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
So that was a huge. Like, here I am, this diva, living life in the city girl, and I'm competing, and I'm feeling strong and empowered. And then I move, and I'm pregnant. Oh, my gosh. Like, what does that mean? Like, all the adjustments of lifestyle I had to go through, uh-huh. the emotional, just the mental. I gained 60 pounds with my first pregnancy with Kai, and he was only 6 pounds when he was born. So that was heaviest I've ever, my biggest weight gain in my whole life. And that plays a part on your self-esteem, how I would find I wouldn't wear certain things. You kind of lose who you are, that true self, when you're going through these struggles. And, you know, motherhood, it kind of adds a whole new dimension, especially for a first-time mom. It's like, well, who am I? What's my new identity? And where does this all fit into who I was before? I guess Kai was about 9 months old. He's going on one. And I'm like, finally, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to get the rest of this baby weight off. And it was, you know, it was struggling with being a first-time mom, but also being on an island with no family support, really. So it was like, we're on our own. And that's where you create that support and connection with either immediate family, you make your friends your extended family, and that connection and support is what is really, really a key element. I realized, uh-huh. and so what I did when I decided to get the baby weight off is me and a girlfriend crashed in on a group of moms working out, and they're just doing their thing, and the kids are running around in the yard, and they're uh-huh. doing these wrist rotations, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to lose any weight doing this. So I'm like, hey, what do you guys think of, you know, I'm a trainer, what do you think of me kind of maybe leading classes? Like, oh, yeah, sure. So that kind of started getting that group, that connection of women together, new moms. Most of us were new moms, and it led to me taking the workouts to the beach and doing beach workouts, and it was amazing. Here I am used to the gym scene. Here I am outside, full rainbow, whales jumping in the ocean. You're in this deep sand that you can't get better training. Doing a plyometric in deep sea is so different than doing it on...
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, every time I go back, they're like, are you teaching class? Are you teaching class? It was I got it. I was in that element, and I even had a Japanese Travelocity show come and do a 10-minute film, my workouts segment on their show, and it got aired in the hotels in Waikiki and in Japan for a couple weeks, and... So the word was getting out about my workout classes, and I became kind of a leader, fitness leader in the community. I would write articles for our local newspaper. Just working one-on-one, I started taking one-on-one clients and training them with what equipment I had. Like I would have a Bosu and some weights, and I'd use the beach and use that element, medicine balls on the beach, to train just in a different way. And everyone got strong, and people are feeling good. And at the same time, I had a girlfriend introduce me to the world of raw food, and I was just floored. I remember my first book, it was Alyssa Cohen, like Living Off Live Food, and she's eating this big red tomato. That was my first, and I'm reading, I'm like going, wow, like all I know is competition diets, and this is like, you put these four things together, and you can make this, and you can make chocolate pudding out of bananas and avocados, like, whoa. So I got super excited, and as I was preparing, got dehydrators, I'm making crackers, and I started hosting classes on the North Shore where I would give recipes, we'd do a food demo, I'd create a pure cocktail, and it became the social thing to do, and I'd have like 15 to 20 people coming to these, someone would host it at their house, and they would invite their friends, and so it became real fun, and then they're like, you know, Laura, we're too busy. We don't really want to make the food, but we'll buy it from you. So I started preparing foods, and I take orders, and then it kind of grew into getting securing a spot in our farmer's market. And so here I am in my diva, my new divahood, and again, another relationship. I was married once, married again, and I realize I learned my life lessons through my romantic relationships and grow. So I never looked at it as a failure. And I ended up having to drop everything to support. Here I have a son. What am I going to do? It's expensive, housing and food, and I don't know what am I going to do. So I moved back home. I moved back to Chicago to be around family and have that support. So now I'm in this whole new, like, oh, this is so different when you have a kid, and I'm responsible for him, and here I am back at my parents, like, all the doubts, the fears, the low self-esteem, the, I don't know if I can do this, and just that whole spiral of emotions, and then on top of it, you know, you have the whole death of a relationship, really, and that whole process going on, but you still got to be this happy mom for your child. So it was, and help him process, you know, Kai process the whole thing. And so that was another, whew, okay, get back on your feet. What are you going to do now, Lori? And so me having the entrepreneurial mindset that I'm always had, I felt like there was this missing piece of helping people. It's like you can help people with their training or work their body massage. And I felt there was this lifestyle piece because, you know, you do food plans for clients and life happens.
Right.
And they stop, they don't do it. They maybe lose a pound or they gain three and they're working out super hard. You know, workouts are like 10% of the food, you know, of the whole equation. And so I felt, you know, I was looking online, like health coach. It's a new and upcoming profession, and it's really getting known now in the industry. And so I went through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and became a certified health coach through them and loved every minute. It's like you're always learning. The world of nutrition and fitness is always growing and evolving. It's really only been around for like the last 20 years, really, the research and so it's about finding what works for you, and there's so much stuff out there. So I felt like finally I had this missing piece that I can offer and really truly help people make permanent changes in their life and looking at their habits and how they're self-sabotaging. You know, you've got emotional weight, physical weight, and to help people work through their struggles, their resistance, and just helping them along their path to live a healthier life of like optimal health, really. So that's what I've been doing now, focusing mainly on my health coach practice. But then I'm pulling in all my other life experiences and what I've gone through my own personal growth and So when someone's sitting in my chair and they're like struggling with their weight, or they like, you know, I've been fat my whole life, like I don't want to be naked in front of my husband. Like that's the stuff we deal with and can help and work through.
Yeah.
It's very passionate and rewarding.
Yeah, and it seems as though one of the things that you found is the best way sometimes that you can sit there and listen to someone, and not just listen and not just hear them. It's because you're relating on so many different levels, because you, like you said, you know, you've taken your whole life, and starting as a young kid, not being able to do something because of religion, which is not a bad, it's not sad. It's just you had to make changes and make decisions because of something that just is a part of your life and is a part of who you are. And so it's starting from a young child, and then, okay, you have a wall, so you walk around it. So what else can you do that? And you've experienced, you've met, you've had relationships with so many different individuals and in different places. You go from Chicago to Hawaii to, now you're not in Hawaii anymore, I take it, right?
No, I'm actually, and you're not in who would have thought, Ohio?
Yeah.
I live in Ohio now, and we have a 14-acre property. We've got a creek running through. It's really beautiful. I love fall. Fall's my ultimate favorite. We've got organic gardens.
Yeah.
Garden, like 3 acres, and I have a blended family with my partner Mike, and so I have my son Kai, who's 8. He has his son Bennett, who's 11, and now we have a son together, Stone, who will be 2 this fall. So I did another 50. Thank you. So you went through another pregnancy, another weight gain, and so now it's like coming back and around, and another reason to do another competition. I need a goal.
For sure.
Nice. And I love being on stage and your son's looking at you from the audience. It's the coolest experience.
It's not even the coolest to be on. I mean, it's cool as, I don't know if I'm a son, but let me tell you, it's pretty wonderful to be sitting behind a child and their grandfather or grandmother or their mother or dad and their mother or father. And they get so, I remember I think it was last year, I was sitting behind this little boy and his grandfather, and the dad was on stage. And this little boy, like, was so excited. It was like you just gave him, like Spider-Man or Batman just came in the room. Like, his eyes lit up, and I seriously, like, was crying. I wanted to record him, and I was, like, getting teary because, like, it is an amazing thing to watch a child be so proud of their parents up on the spotlight. And it's almost, I guess, it's different than saying, you know, like being proud of your son or daughter for being up there, because this child, it's like you are just the world, and it's amazing to watch. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine. And you've got 3 children now that watch you up there being the good-looking mom that you are. So that is... Yes, I know. You are going to be highly protected of your life, let me tell you.
I am. Mike told me I'm queen bee.
You're what? What did you say?
I'm the queen bee. Mike, he says I'm the queen
bee.
Yes,
you are.
Being surrounded by all boys.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get everything you want ever. That's pretty fantastic. So you're in Ohio now. And now, do you... after this, with the raw food thing, because I'm kind of interested in that, you know, a lot of, like you said, the competition diet and doing that, it's a whole different ball game just from eating clean or this and that, because it's, you know, timing, it's this and that, certain macros, and we're hearing a lot about macros now. So with this raw, are you going to try to fit that into, and then do you follow that? Is that something that you do, or was it something that like is just a really good addition to the other things that you eat?
For me, it was a good addition. It was easier when I was in Hawaii, and it can be time consuming, to be honest, to prepare all these raw foods, and you get a system down, and there you're in a warmer climate. So eating days that aren't hot and warm is a lot easier year-round than when you're in a winter of freezing temps. The last thing you want to do is eat a salad or something that's just not warm and comforting. You want that comfort food, soups and that. So there's benefits, and there's, you know, in anything, it's like there's people like, oh, you need to be 100% or nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, incorporate it. Maybe one day you're 100%. Maybe you go down to like 70% raw one day or 50%. But you're adding in good, fresh, live food ingredients where when you cook it over a certain temperature, you're killing the enzymes. That's kind of the concept of eating raw.
Right.
The enzymes are still alive, so your body's, you know, using it and digesting it and utilizing the food in a new way. You're getting that much more nutrients. Like when you soak your nuts, it's like a dormant seed, you know, say you soak a nut, it's like you're germinating it, and all those nutrients that were laid dormant now are there for your body to utilize. And so I still incorporate, I have all my books, and I have my dehydrate out right now. I was making crackers for my sons. They love them.
Crackers, you know, and what does that entail, making crackers?
So I actually started, one of my favorite is a sweet potato cracker. It's not cooked. So you make everything, put all your ingredients in a food processor, and in the dehydrator, I'll spread it out thin, and I'll score it. So when I put it in the dehydrator will pull out all the moisture, and the temperature is not over, it's like around 105 degrees. And it'll take like 24 hours for these crackers to get crispy, where the moisture is completely pulled out. And I had this, and it's still there. I just haven't done anything with it. But I thought, what a great idea to take these sweet potato crackers instead of carrying around your cooked sweet potato in a container, you've got this crunchy cracker that all it is sweet potato and some onion and some seasonings and some flax. It's like, wow, like, why not make that into a cracker, whether it's off season or on season, good to go. So that is there.
That's pretty awesome. Wow. That's a cool thing. So now do you have your food and nutrition stuff, do you have a certain website for that people can go to, or information on how would one get in touch with you for counseling or coaching on wellness and nutrition?
Well, I've got my website with my health coaching, and I'm actually wanting to blend in both the Use Diva Exchange and blend my health coaching. My current is Lori Hess Health Coach. .com is the website. You can reach me at Lori@LoriHessHealthCoach.com or Lori@DivaExchange.com. Always great for phone calls. My number is 808-234-9988. I still have my Hawaii number, which I kept. Okay. Yeah, what I'm wanting to do is take my health coaching and experience and blend it with Diva, and I really feel there's a need for competitors. Like there's a support that's not there for competitors that are done competing in a show or at the end of a competition season, or maybe they're just retiring from the sport altogether. And I just feel like there's not a lot of support offered. You know, women gain 20 pounds, you know, they get off a show and they gain 20 pounds. Or just, you know, you're walking away with damaged metabolism. You have fear around food. You've got eating disorders, low self-esteem, body issues. I mean, I remember looking at corn being like, oh, I can't have that, but I'd go eat a brownie. Like, there's something, you know. There's a lot of shifting. Yeah,
it's real.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
It is true.
Yeah, I mean, you struggle with your self-acceptance, knowing how to love yourself, and then also, like, through competing, it's kind of like all about me because you're focused on that.
Yeah.
Relationships can be strained. And in health coaching, you're looking at non-food things too in your life to create balance, you know, relationships, your career, your physical activity, your spirituality, whatever that is. And when one of those areas are out of balance, then you're not happy in something that's going on. So it's about looking at that balance and helping, you know, when you're struggling in that. And also for competitors, like, what do you do after a show? What's your new passion outside of the gym and competing? And you feel lost. And when you're in it, it's kind of hard to figure that stuff out. So I want to come in and help competitors, whatever stage they're at, and offer that support for them, that emotional, the psychological, the mental, the whole physical, everything, all that support. So you're not damaging your body. And you're, you know, I really believe you can go through a competition, you know, career per se, and have a blissful diva experience. And you don't have to go through all this stuff if you're prepared and know how the journey and to get through that. And then it's almost like we prepare for a show, but we don't have anything prepared after. It's like preparing for after. What's the after? So that's where I'm focusing too, is wanting to work with competitors and into that, in that area, and blending both Diva Exchange with my all my other experiences, life experiences.
That's, you know, that would be an amazing thing. And I will tell you, you just hit on a huge, important aspect of, like you said, we all go through, but I'm so surprised that so many coaches don't touch on with their female and male athletes. And I know, like, the individuals in my life that I've worked with who are compete, I always check on them a few days later. And what I found with my rebound, it happened like 3 weeks later. You know, it happened where I'm in. I would check in on some of these people, on some of these individuals, and be like, you know, I just want to see how you were doing, because I want you to know, if you're feeling kind of funky, if you're feeling depressed, it's okay. Like, you're not weird. It's real. It's something that happens, because you go from working out in the gym being your job, like, it's, you know, you should be making a lot of money doing it, to, okay, now I have to worry about my bills and my, you know, my work and everything else that you weren't worrying about for 12 to, you know, whatever, 16 weeks. And that drop, and then you're eating different, you're hanging out again, and your body's like, what in the world is going on? So that, and just having that support, would be just so nice to have a resource to go for that. And I wish you, and I'm going to be looking forward to seeing how in this year or two or however long it takes you, be able to work with you on that and be able to reference you out, because it is a very important and a very real aspect of competing, is that after and that what now, even between shows, you know, it's not. Yeah, and, you know, and you got, you know, kids and marriage and, or kids and a husband and, you know, other things going on. Now, I want to ask you this, because you have so much going on and you're looking to do more. I had a wonderful conversation with a close friend of mine this morning, and we were talking about, and she's a little bit younger than I am, and we just kind of had a discussion about how it's just so wonderful to, you know, touch upon so many different aspects and to be good at a lot of different things, even if we're not perfecting this one thing. But like you would think, you had said in your bio how you have become a master because you've been doing things for so, like, certain things for so long. You have become a master at being like a Renaissance woman. You know, you've touched upon so many things that all at the end of the funnel come to the same outcome, which is building hearts, building souls, building people's, their, how they feel about themselves, which is extremely important and extremely taxing on oneself. So I want to ask you in these last few minutes, like, You do so much for so many people. So what is it that you are doing for yourself? And how do you go about taking all this and wanting to do all this and really bring it home so that you are stable and you are able to get through the day and not just worrying about everyone else but yourself?
That's a great question to ask, because I have grown and have had just recent struggles of figuring it all out. It's over the last year after Stone was born, and just life, and Mike's traveling, and I'm home alone, and it's like, how do you juggle? How do you make this all work? And I got to the point where I kept getting sick. I got pneumonia last fall because I wasn't giving myself the self-care. And if you don't do it, your body's going to tell you,
yeah.
You got to listen. You got to get this. So,
and it's not just going crazy or being unhappy.
No, it's like tired. And it's like my adrenals were taxed. I was, still not getting sleep through the night with Stone. And so there was a lot of like just a lot of different elements playing a part in the big picture. And I realized like, whoa, here I am a health coach, which is great because I love, what I do. And when I have clients, I'm sitting in front of a client. It seems like always whatever comes up for them, it kind of mirrors a part of what I'm going through and what I can grow and learn from so that I can help them as well. And so I've really shifted into and seen women, we so give. I'm like, whoa, I have been giving myself such great self-care. And I'm learning, you have to learn it and to be able to do it without guilt, to honor it and be like, my body needs this. What do I need right now? Is it simply to sit in 5 minutes and meditate and take some deep breaths? Is it going outside for a walk, getting out in nature? Is it a massage? Is it, I need to connect with a girlfriend because I haven't, we need that element. What about my food? What does my body need right now? And, how's my water? I haven't been drinking so much water and I'm feeling this way, so I'm going to up my water. I can feel the difference.
Right.
And it's about awareness. And really it's about, I would have to sit there in the morning. I'm a big journaler and meditation. And I would just sit and write the question, what do I need right now? What does Lori need right now? And just by asking that simple question and what comes up, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be going to the spa and having a spa day. That's not realistic
right.
for some people, all the time. So it's just like, what do you need? And I remember going through my divorce, and you're going through emotional stuff. I was drinking wine, quite a bit of wine. I was numbing myself. I was emotional in that place, and I'm like going around. I'm in the grocery store. I'm like, okay, do I want Merlot or do I want Cab? And I'm like, Lori, what do you need right now? And what came up for me is I needed a hug. That's all I needed. So I turned to my mom. I'm like, Mom, can I just get a hug? She gave me a hug, and the wine stayed at the grocery store. So if you stop and ask yourself, we all have our inner wisdom, and the answers are all within us. We have to believe and tap into that, and whatever comes up, that's usually what you need. You just have to listen to yourself and listen to your body. It comes up with different sensations. So that's been, over the last year, that's been one of my growth pieces for me. And through that growth piece, now mm-hmm. I'm able to share that with others and give people tools, especially women, and have conversations around it. Some clients, the big thing is, oh, I'm so busy. I'm too busy. Like, well, we need to slow down.
Yeah.
We need to start just slowing down, because what are you going to remember? Really, is it going to be in this motion of slamming, eating quickly to rushing the kids off here, I got to get a client here, or is it going to be slowing down and sitting out? Actually, the other night, it was awesome. Me and Mike sat out on our front porch, and it was raining at night. Stone wasn't asleep. The lightning bugs are out, and we just were talking, just connecting with each other. and just slowing down.
Mm-hmm. So that is such an important aspect.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just, especially, and I feel I've gotten that piece. So I went from city girl living in the city where you're go, go, go. Who's meeting up with this and doing this and that and this, whatever it is. And then I go to Hawaii where that lifestyle is slowed. Everybody's slowing down.
Uh-huh.
Hair done. And because the surf was up, a swell came in and there were waves, everyone was canceling their hair appointments and everyone was like just like not going to work. I'm like, I couldn't grasp it. Like, what do you mean? You can do that? Like, how do you do that? How do you live and survive? But it works out. You know, I remember being on a beach on a Wednesday afternoon thinking, oh, shouldn't I be doing something? You know, that's being so busy. So I'm really grateful for my Hawaii for 5 years there experience that helped kind of balance me out. And now I'm able to help other people create that same balance.
Well, that sounds, and you know, that having all those different experiences, whether you move to Hawaii or you move to California or you just find somewhere that slow moving in whatever state you're in, but having all those different experiences and then coming back today and being able to remember all those experiences for your, even, you know what, tomorrow, that you might just be able to talk to yourself and remember something that happened to you, you know, 10 years ago and be able to apply that. So you're still applying to your own life as well as everyone else or many people that you work with. And, you know, I am so grateful to have been able to have spent time with you in the past and have met you through, you know, friends of ours. And I realize now in listening to you how and why paths cross that are very purposeful. You know what I mean? So it's lovely to have another strong woman on the show in my life, in people's lives that are listening right now. We will have all your information on our on our website and on the Blog Talk Radio, so we can get a hold of you. And I really see just everything you do just blowing up and being so fantastic. And it has already, but it's great to have such a wonderful connection. And thank you so much.
Thank you so
being
much.
Here
it was
today.
Just me putting my bio together was a little kind of personal, I don't know, it was almost like therapy for me in a sense, because I got to
absolutely
my life and be like, oh, because you look at, like, you can look at, oh, stop, quit, oh, move here, oh, now I got to drop this, oh, I'm going through this. I'm like, gosh, I did all these fail, you know, I can't look at my life, like, but I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm cool. Like, I'm actually can.
Yeah.
And it's hard to look at yourself. Yeah. And say, wow, like, I've accomplished a lot. And to say, wow, I'm an expert in my field or fields. It's hard for people to do and to give that acknowledgement to yourself. So thank you for that.
It is hard.
Love being on. Thank you so much.
No problem. I wanted to ask you, because I want to plug this a little bit, July 25th, I don't know if you're going to be in the area, but PNBA has their North American show here in at East Leiden. And I don't know if you have the time or if you can be around, but we can put you in touch with somebody maybe if you want to have your booth out here. I know it's a pretty big show and a lot of new competitors and a lot of individuals that we might be interested in the Diva Exchange. So we can definitely talk about that later, but July 25th might be a date for you to come out. And if not, then it was so wonderful talking to you, and thank you so much.
Yeah,
so much
you.
For
I
being
love,
on the show
the
and
calendar.
Sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you. And if not, I'm always looking for Diva ambassadors to promote at shows. They'll in return for promoting, you know, handing out postcards or whatever about the site, I give them a tank, and they can then place free ads to post anything they want to sell on Diva Exchange. So I'm always looking for new diva ambassadors too.
Oh, that's awesome to know. I had no idea. That's a great, great idea. Well, thank you for that. Awesome. Well, we'll put that out there.
Okay. I'll do my best to make it on the 25th, and if not, we'll get a diva ambassador there.
That would be perfect. Well, thank you, Lori, very much. Once again, this is Lori Hess, and she told us a little bit about, or a lot of bit about her life and what she's done to get to where she's at. She's the president of the Diva Exchange, which is a wonderful resource for women looking to get into their first, or to purchase their first, or maybe not their first competition suit, or sell a suit, or heels, or jewelry. So thank you once again, and we are we're out. I wanted to talk to mention that this Sunday we have a special show with Kaylin, who will be interviewing Daniel Strong, who is a P4P sponsored athlete, and he's got a pretty amazing story. I don't think you're going to want to miss this. So tune in to Radio P4P Real Talk. Thank you again, Lori, and we are out. Have a wonderful night.
Good night. Thank you, Phaedra.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.